Tahoe Construction.
Hey, it's Raul there.
Speaking.
Hey, Raul, this is Hashim from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to follow up with you on a finance offer that we had sent out to the business a couple weeks back. It was based off some lending history that you had with General Electric, if you recall.
Okay.
And I just kind of wanted to follow up with you and see if you guys had anything in the pipeline coming up at all. I know as like the year comes to a close, you guys take advantage of the Section 179 on your taxes, or if you guys, are planning for next year or anything like that. I work a lot with.
Let me ask you. Do you know if the Section 179 is that confirmed for 2016, or really there's like some special rules that will come up at the end of the year?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Is the Section 179 confirmed for 2016?
Is it confirmed?
Yeah, it seems like every year until December, Congress actually confirms it.
You mean they don't confirm it until December?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You know what? Let me double check on that for you. Give me one second. All right, hello?
Yes.
Yes, actually, it is confirmed. Last year, when they did it right before Christmas Eve, they actually put it permanently, and it's capped at $500,000.
Okay, right here.
So that's another reason I call, like, towards the end of the year. I work a lot with construction companies mostly, and I know you guys are, have contract-based jobs, so we've been giving out a lot of capital for people to do their projects, but as the end of the year comes, they want to do their Section 179 and taxes and all that. So I just kind of wanted to see if you guys had anything in the pipeline where you might need to do some of that.
Well, thank you. Let me ask you, do you know what the rules for vehicles is?
Let me double check. You know what? Hold on one sec. Let me just get you my senior rep real quick. He definitely knows all that.
Okay.
All right. I'll give him to you right now.
Hello, this is Sam.
Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Hashim tells me you have some questions about the Section 179?
Well, yeah. I'm getting a call from your company and saying you want to take advantage of Section 179, and so I just wanted to see if you knew the rules for this year. There's been several years where it changes from year to year.
Yeah,
do you know what the rules for vehicles currently is?
So I believe that the for vehicles, it's going to be the same as what it has been in years past. The only thing that is changing is the total capped amount that you're eligible to pretty much, take your deductions on. And that actually last year when they passed their extension, usually they wait until, Christmas Eve or sometime around there before Congress goes on break to bump it up last second before the end of the year. Last year when they did that, they actually made the provision permanent until they pass on more legislation to change it. So it's capped at $500,000 right now, and the vehicles are going to be, if you purchase a new vehicle, you're allowed to take the full depreciation all at once up front, up to $500,000 for the year.
Yeah. But do you know if there are limits, like if it needs to be like working equipment, like pickup trucks, or if there's a limit on the depreciation or the 179 in case of some kind of expensive cars, for example, is there a limit or cap on the value of the cars?
No, the only limit that's in place is the $500,000 for the total amount on equipment costs that you can depreciate. So for cars specifically, it, as long as it's equipment, it qualifies.
Okay. As I understood, you're calling because of our experience with GE Capital. Are you related somehow with that company? Or what is the name of your company?
So we are the Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank, so we operate in the same network as GE. GE actually pulled out of the finance industry just about 2 years ago, so a lot of their customers have been, you know, sold off to other lending institutions, which we operate in that same network. So we actually, you know, we're separate from GE, but based on your borrowing history with them, you guys have a strong business credit, so we'd like to do business with you, and that's what the offer was about.
Yeah, you know, recently, probably 2 years ago, after almost 20 years in business, Chase Bank authorized us, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's like he took our company in order to give us all our needs. So right now, we have a working capital line of credit with them. And right now they have financed for us almost $1 million in equipment.
Oh, wow. So, okay.
Yeah. So as I understand, somehow we have signed, I don't know exactly how, you know, but we are, I mean, they have a lien on our company, you know, and I'm not even sure if we have the actual right to go to other companies, but at the same time, we don't need right now because I think they're giving us too much money. I mean, I'm trying to be now. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to be very careful because, as I understand, right now there's an expansion, you know, in the credit industry, and this is cyclical and
sure.
I don't know. The thing is that we've been very careful on the kind of investments and starting very well the return on investment. Right now, they authorized the last line of credit of $500,000 was with a promotion that they have for 3.95%. So I suppose you cannot compete with that, no?
You know, yeah, that's going to be probably something that we're not going to be able to touch. You know, that's a really good thing to have there. If you have $500,000 at about 3%, I would say absolutely that is a great option to hold. What we would have for you would probably be secondary to that. So, you know, if you get to the point where you're utilizing up to maybe 50% of that and you don't want to over leverage that line of credit, we would have some options for you that you would be able to do. It would be non-competitive with what you have with Chase, so you don't have to worry about having an exclusivity agreement or anything like that, which it sounds like that you're kind of concerned about that. But we have programs that are competitive and would fit into that. It would allow you to do it kind of it would stand behind the line of credit that you have at Chase. But, I mean, to be honest with you, that $500,000 at 3%, that's a really great you know, lending tool that you have.
Yeah, actually, it's 3.95, and it's for. So this is the second year in a row. Last year it was, I think, 300,000, and this year it was 500,000 that they.
Oh, they're increasing it for you.
Yeah, so they said you have all the year to decide the kind of equipment that you need, depending on the jobs that we get, and you have 1 year. During the year, we pay just interest, and at the end of the year, we sign a contract for 4 years and lock it to the same promotional 3.95 rate. So, and next year, they see our financial statements, and they have been increasing because our sales and profits, thank God, are being better every year.
Oh,
so
good.
At this point, I would say that probably it's not a legal commitment, but it's a good decision to say, look, I mean, we've been chosen or protected by Chase, so why are you just looking around? So if you want you can send us an email. I don't know if you have our email, because I would like to have your information just in case and try to understand your company or and the kind of services.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll tell you what is a good email for you?
For example, we have a sago at rgb.rr.com. I don't know if you have that one, or which one do you have?
I don't. It doesn't look like I have anything on file right now.
Okay, so the name of our company is Asago, A-S-A-G-O.
Okay.
And a good email would be at RGB, like Rio Grande Valley.
Okay.
But rr.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I can send you some information. And like I said, what you have there with Chase is a really good setup for you. What we would have is, you know, just something purely to stand behind that. In addition, if you have any kind of extra needs or something that comes up, you know, short notice that you need funding quickly, we would be able to do that, and it would stand behind, be non-competitive with what you have with Chase. And I can send you, you know, some basic information about what we would have for you. It's always good to know what your options are. But absolutely, you have something good there. We're not trying to, you know, step on that or get you to switch over or anything like that. But if you guys ever have any additional needs that, you know, you could do outside of Chase, we would absolutely be able to help you out with that.
Yes, and I would like to have your information. Thank you very much for your call today.
Absolutely, absolutely. I appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye.